Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
So I had a meeting with a client this morning who is on pace to add probably about $50,000 in new business to his business since we started working together earlier this year, and easily can add about six figures to his business through the work that we're doing together next year. And reason I'm sharing this with you is because I think a lot of us make the mistake when we take on clients or we take on work of optimizing for revenue. So the idea is, well, how can I make the most money for every hour that I work? For the time and the energy and the effort that I put in, how can I maximize my return? And that's not a terrible way of approaching it, but it's a little bit misguided. It's a little bit missing the bigger picture. See, what I'm getting from this client who's getting incredible results from our work together, the revenue is the least of it. The revenue's fine, but what I'm getting that's far more valuable than the revenue is the case study, is the testimonial, is the results that my client is getting, is the story, is the referrals. It's all the benefits that come with getting really good results for your clients and helping your clients get good outcomes. That's worth way more than anything he could ever pay me. So the thing that I want you to think about is, who are the clients that you can get the best results for? That's what I want you to optimize for. Optimize for results and outcomes and not for revenue, because when you optimize for results, the revenue will come. So what made this client the perfect fit? How did this client get such great results? Well, it's really simple. They were in a position before they engaged me to really benefit from my help and from my coaching. They were already doing pretty well, grown a very respectable business out of referrals and word of mouth, but we're looking to scale up. We're looking to stop relying on referrals, stop relying on people that may or may not have heard about them, and really wanted to scale up and put their message out to the broader market and really come up with a deliberate, predictable way to generate lead flow and to position themselves as an authority in the market and to have clients coming to them asking for help. And that's what we did together. And so they were uniquely positioned to leverage my help. And when I came in, you know, we plugged in, we started working together, and the results were immediate. They were the perfect, perfect client. Now, if I invested that same amount of time and energy and effort in another client who maybe would have been willing to pay the same amount, the revenue might have been the same, but the outcome might not have been as good because they weren't the perfect client and they weren't at the perfect time and they weren't at the perfect juncture to really take advantage of my help and of my coaching. So that's why this client really took off, again, for the same amount of time and energy invested on my part. So the thing that I want you to think about is, stop optimizing for revenue and stop working with clients who may pay you the highest fees. That's nice, but what's much better is start optimizing for results and go after the clients who you know are going to get incredible results from your work together, who have the highest return in terms of results from the work that you do together. Because when you do that and you invest your time only working with clients who can get incredible results and outcomes from your work, everything gets better. Case studies, testimonials, social proof, stories, referrals, everything just gets better. So question for you is, who are the clients that are going to have the best results through your work? Who are the clients who you can get the best results for? If you don't know who they are, that's the first question that you need to be asking. So think about that.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.